It is a fact. Most home burglaries start with a ring of your doorbell to make sure you're not home. Alarm systems tell you after someone breaks in, but Ring Video Doorbell can prevent a burglary before it happens. Ring lets you see and speak with whoever's at your home from anywhere using your smartphone. With Ring, you're always home. Ring takes just 5 minutes to install, and for under $200, it's the easiest, most cost-effective way to protect and monitor your home. Go to ring.com/WSJ for free expedited FedEx shipping. That's Ring. ring.com/WSJ.
For sale, Yahoo, it's starting to look that way. The company has just formed a committee to explore strategic options. What does that mean? We'll find out. It's all coming up on the Tech News Briefing.
Stay plugged in and cut through the static. This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. Yahoo, the once triumphant internet giant, their best days might be behind them. They've just hired bankers as it explores, quote, strategic options. A committee of independent directors has just been formed, which many are saying could very well indicate that it is serious about pursuing a possible sale. Are they? Let's get right into it with Wall Street Journal reporter Douglas McMillan. He is based in San Francisco and joins us right now. Welcome back, Douglas.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
So, in light of the most recent events, is what many believe to be true the case? Is Yahoo pursuing a possible sale?
It's hard to say what Yahoo is telling us. They have already told us a couple weeks ago that they were exploring strategic alternatives, which, you know, pretty much to everybody in the business community means they are discussing a potential sale, looking into a potential sale. And certainly, as we talked about before in this program, there are many potential buyers of Yahoo. So why come out and make this new statement about forming an independent committee? I think it actually raises more questions than it answers. Typically, you know, the independent committee is a step that you normally take. But typically, you would announce this at the same time you announce strategic alternatives. So why take this extra step and announce it separately? Perhaps there is some kind of division on the board or difference of opinion between different members of the board about whether or not to sell the company. And they decided that they would have to form this independent committee and put out a press release to announce that. I don't know that, but there's a lot of speculation about that today.
What kind of pressure has Yahoo been facing from shareholders as of late?
Well, the company is not growing. It's losing market share in pretty much every business that it's in. And Marissa Meyer has been CEO for 3.5 years and just has not made any progress in her turnaround effort. There are activist investors, primarily Starboard, which is a pretty successful hedge fund activist of late, who has been vocal about calling for a sale of the company's core business and for calling for the resignation of Marissa Meyer, the CEO. The board has resisted, and she has resisted, bringing in new management, bringing in a new CEO. But the question of whether or not they will move forward with the sale of the core business lingers. Is the board really intent on going through with the sale of the core business here? Is Marissa Meyer open to the potential of a sale of the business here? Those are the key questions that these investors are asking right now and are going to continue asking the next few weeks until there's kind of more clarity around whether this is a real sale process or whether they're just kind of running through the paces and doing this for show.
And getting back to Marissa Meyer for just a moment, she had some prepared statements that were put out there. Anything specific or noteworthy coming from her as far as her latest comments?
It's hard to tell. I mean, these statements really look like they're all written by lawyers at this point. Mm-hmm. They don't kind of elucidate very much about what she's thinking or about what the board's thinking. But, you know, it's worthwhile trying to put yourself into her shoes and think about what would you do if you were Marissa Meyer right now? What is the best outcome for Marissa Meyer? If she continues with her attempt to turn around this company and kind of tries to block a sale or does not allow, you know, the company to move forward with a sale, she could potentially be at risk of a proxy fight. And potentially, if she loses the proxy fight, with investors, then she could probably most likely be ousted from the company. So it's hard just to imagine what, you know, she's thinking and what kind of a good outcome for her is right now. But that's my job, and that's why I'm making a lot of phone calls today trying to figure that out.
Right. I was talking to someone this morning about this, and they asked, do you think Yahoo will be around in, say, 5 years? I'll toss that over to you. What do you think?
Definitely not in the current form. I think that it's 5 years. Who knows what will even be around at that point in terms of Yahoo. I think that it's likely Yahoo will no longer be an independent company. I think that it's likely that it'll either be part of a larger company that acquires it, such as Verizon or a media conglomerate, or potentially be continue on as a private company. If, you know, there's a private equity buyer out there who wants to take it private, take out some of the cost, and try to turn it around as a smaller, kind of potentially more profitable company where you don't have to deal with the day-to-day limelight of being a public company and the day-to-day kind of headlines and media attention and analyst attention that Marissa Mayer and Yahoo are going through right now.
Right. Douglas, as always, thanks for the time.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
And that's it for the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. For the latest updates, you can check us out online at wsj.com/podcast. We're also on iTunes, Spotify, and Stitcher. And follow us on Twitter as well at WSJ Podcasts. From New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Thanks for listening.